Today we're going to look at Mark chapter 13, going to finish up this section of Jesus' discourse on the Mount of Olives, starting in 28. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. So remember, this is this passage in which Jesus is teaching about the destruction of the temple. His whole time since he's come into Jerusalem has been about evaluating the temple, passing judgment on the temple, and telling his disciples that the temple is going to be destroyed. And all of this passage, he is teaching his disciples to stay prepared. He connects it back to his action by cursing the fig tree by saying, learn the parable or learn the lesson of the fig tree. In other words, learn its lesson. You can tell from a fig tree what season it is. So you need to stay ready. And the overall thrust of the passage, and this is really key, is that the disciples are to not try to figure out when the day of this visitation is to be. Because the temptation is, if we know the day of visitation, we know when the master will return, our temptation will be to cram, right? You're going to try to stay on your good behavior just before it comes. Jesus says, rather, you don't know when it's going to happen. And so what you should be doing is living all the time and doing what your master has called you to do. People love to and are fascinated. It's a perennial temptation to speculate exactly when certain important events are going to happen. But one important thing to keep in mind is that many other gospel passages indicate that from the time of Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven, we are in the last days. That just means we're in the final phase of history before God wraps things up. But even here, Jesus is talking about the very particular day of the visitation at that temple when Rome in 70 AD destroyed the temple. Jesus' main charge to his disciples is, guys, don't get freaked out. Do not panic. Do not live in alarm. What you are to do is know that I am reigning at my Father's right hand, and you are to give yourself to the task of proclaiming the message about me to all nations. And so, once again, I just want to underline that this passage is meant to make us not speculate about things we're never going to figure out and God doesn't intend us to figure out, to not be panicked at every terrible, alarming thing that happens. He says these things have got to happen. They're going to happen. But to be a people who are like a good servant, who know, hey, my master could come at any time, but I'm not cramming. I'm not just performing when he's about to be here. I am all the time wanting to give myself to the task that he has given me, which is proclaiming his message and declaring it. So maybe we'd be a people who are not distracted by vain speculations, who are not panicked about anything, really, but are confident that the words of our master are true and reliable and trustworthy, and may we give ourselves to the things he wants us to give ourselves to, service and love, and the proclamation of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.